This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Now is the time to sign up for next year's health insurance if you get it through the state marketplace. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Enrollment is open for those who aren't already covered by an employer's health insurance or another insurance program like Medicaid or Medicare. Residents can shop for health plans through the state's health insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Nearly 3 out of 4 current customers qualify for financial help. Consumers also can now, for the first time, buy a plan through the Colorado Option. That's a new quasi-public health insurance program started by the state. The open enrollment period runs through mid-January. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state health department is promoting a pair of online locators to help families find COVID-19 vaccines. They identify vaccine providers that are close to a child's school or to daycare. The two locations list close to 6,000 schools and daycare centers. You can find them on the state's coronavirus website. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Dan Prenslow retired yesterday after 3 years as director. Prenslow has been on leave since April when the department began an investigation into racist comments he allegedly made toward a black employee. The Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Art in Denver will unveil a new addition to its Frank Lloyd Wright collection during Denver Arts Week. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
A chandelier designed by Frank Lloyd Wright is going on permanent display at the museum. It was designed in 1957 for the Benjamin Adelman House in Phoenix during the architect's final years. The Adelman chandelier will join more than 120 Frank Lloyd Wright decorative art objects, including 3 other lamps, in the Kirkland Museum's permanent collection. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today close to 70. It's going to be much cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.